As this nation neared its 20th birthday, President George Washington was intent on securing the land in present-day Ohio for settlement. The force sent there for that mission would endure a massive defeat. The story of what took place is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
George Washington became the first president of the United States in 1789. He wanted to secure the land acquired by the new nation in present-day Ohio.
Part of the payment for his officers from the Revolutionary War, they were granted land out in this territory.
Rose Kane shares the story from Fort Recovery, Ohio. This area in west central Ohio was inhabited by several Native American tribes that were often nomadic, yet grew crops in some places. In 1791, the president wanted the army to assert its control over the area.
Washington wanted General St. Clair then to get an army and go from Fort Washington, which is present-day Cincinnati. He wanted him to go up to Kikianga, which is present-day Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Native Americans did not want settlers moving into their lands, and Jillian Andrews says they formed a League of Nine Native American Tribes.
We had Little Turtle, who was the chief of the Miami, and Blue Jacket, who was the chief of the Shawnee, and they seemed to be the two guys kind of in charge.
Those combined tribes knew St. Clair was coming to take their land.
They already knew that this was happening. They watched the men leave the fort and their slow progression. So they had nearly 2,000 men that had already come together across different tribes. And so they were expecting something.
On November 3rd, 1791, St. Clair's men camped on the banks of the Wabash River. Dawn the next morning would bring the battle. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCrae.